And now a story about music and conflict in eastern Ukraine. Along the border where tensions with Russia run high, an American charity is helping to rebuild a music school. This kind of hearts and minds project is part of a U.S.-led effort to support Ukraine against Russia's incursions. NPR's David Wellner visited the music school, traveling there with Ukrainian troops.
Along Ukraine's line of separation, Donetsk, just to the east, is controlled by pro-Russian rebels. On this side, controlled by Ukraine's army, lies the town of Krasnogorivka. At its center stands a two-story white stucco building, pockmarked with bullet holes. That's where this story begins, outside Krasnogorivka's war-ravaged music school. Awaiting the Ukrainian Army SUV that's just pulled up, it's the school's diminutive black-haired director, Ina Vertsanova.
Good day, it's very nice to see you here again. I'm very, very glad to see you.
Senior Lieutenant Andriy Martynov interprets for the school director. She, like everyone else here, speaks Russian. Vertsanova is especially welcoming to an American in this group, Jim Haig. Visits the school regularly.
The school is looking really good.
Школа очень хорошо выглядит.
Ну, ещё не совсем, но уже есть сдвиги.
Not yet, but we've done something. Yes. A lot of work.
Окна, конечно, спасибо огромное за окна. Спасибо огромное за окна, и это просто классное начало.
Very special thank you for windows. It's a very good start.
Haig knows director Vertsanova because Spirit of America, the charity Haig founded, donated funds to replace windows blown out 2 years ago by pro-Russian separatists. Inside, we climb past falling plaster to a second-floor auditorium. Waiting for us there, a five-year-old girl with big brown eyes. She's dressed all in pink. A big white bow crowns her head.
Это наша Ирочка.
The director tells us the girl's name, Irechka. Irechka, director Vertsanova informs us, has come to perform a song about a big white stork on a rooftop. The little girl sings along to recorded music in Russian. In September, if all goes well, Irechka Harchenka will begin classes here, along with nearly 100 other students. That is, if the school gets repaired in time and it's not attacked again. Spirit of America, which Haig founded as a response to the 9/11 attacks, has donated some $200,000 to projects in Ukraine. The charity is not a neutral player. Its main mission, he says, is to help advance American foreign policy objectives in hotspots like Ukraine.
I think you look at what Russia has done in launching the war here, and to stop that kind of aggression, you have to take a side. And that's what Spirit of America is doing here in Ukraine, working with our troops and diplomats to support the Ukrainians on the front lines of this struggle.
There's been another key player in rebuilding Krasnogorivka's music school, the Ukrainian army.
To show those people who are on occupied territories that there is some positive activity.
That's Colonel Oleksiy Nozdrachov, head of the Army's Department of Civil Military Cooperation. Krasnogorivka's music school, he says, is that frontline town's moral center of gravity, which is why helping rebuild it has also been a trust-building exercise.
It definitely bolstered the attitude and support from locals to the Ukrainian armed forces and the Ukrainian government in general.
Так. Back in her office, school director Vertsanova pours cups of tea. She thanks Jim Haig for the $17,000 Spirit of America donated for the school's windows and its badly shelled roof. That help, she says, has proved crucial.
We wanted very much to open that school. We didn't have a lot of support from local authority, and only because of your support, now it is possible to open.
It is an unusual response to an unusual circumstance.
Jeffrey Pyatt is the American ambassador to Ukraine. This U.S. charity's role in the battle between East and West that's playing out in Ukraine is relatively small, he says, compared to the more than $600 million in non-lethal aid that Washington sent.
We have welcomed the work that Spirit of America has done here, precisely because it complements so well what we're doing in official channels.
Spirit of America's Hake says his aim is reassurance.
By helping that school, we can help show the Ukrainians that America and Americans can actually be a force for good, and that Ukraine and Ukrainians are also there to help.
And to send this message, that the world to the West has not forgotten this fratricidal war, nor the nearly 10,000 lives it's taken. David Welna, NPR News, Krasnohorivka, Ukraine.